Have anybody ever thought about, you know what I'm saying? You see the videos where they, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, they'll throw the money and whatever in the hotel room, in the shower.
And they got to pick that shit back up.
Yeah, but see, they don't never show that part. That's what I'll be interested in.
Right. Right.
Yo, what about, like,
let me tell you something.
Are you picking this money up by yourself?
I ain't even gonna lie. My boy Black Youngster, that's my dog. Yeah. It was one particular video. I think right now he's still through the most money on Instagram. It was literally a video. I seen the money start piling.
What?
Throwing money in a hotel and the shit start coming up towards his knees.
What?
I said, that got to be a million. Right down. If you don't pick that shit up and get up out of there. Hell is wrong with get up out of there. I'm starting to call the niggas and say, but pick that shit up and get up out of there, boy. Go, go home, go. That's too much money.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? Well, I'm all of it.
All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harry. The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled Properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P. Yeah, you know what's happening, man. Right here, Expeditiously, yet another episode where we address all of the matters that affect the culture and the generation. And I like to surround myself with qualified constituents and conversationalists. My guest today is, you know, probably one of the most outspoken household cell phone faces that you will probably get, you know what I'm saying, this decade. His name is DC Young Fly.
Oh!
You dig what I'm saying?
Now, you ain't got no applause in my...
Man, that's happening. Okay. Now, my boy is an actor, you know, a host.
You did.
A rapper. And a singer.
You did.
And he can dance, too.
Yes, you know, sir.
You know, and you know, a true West Side dice shooting legend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you know, he's well known for his roasting session videos on Instagram and Vine. Currently is one of the most reoccurring cast members on Wildin' Out MTV.
Yes, sir.
VH1 and MTV2. And then the 85 South show.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Kind of took it to another level with
me
that.
Me and Carlo,
right?
Miller and Chico Bean. Yes, sir. One of the coldest podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, man, like, when I met you, bro, you were really just putting this shit together, figuring it out. You
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I was fresh out of the street.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, how was the transition? You know, what were the steps necessary to take?
You know what? Just, I think having, like, older upbringings, you dig what I'm saying? Because my parents was older,
yeah.
You know what I mean? When they had me, so it was like anything that I put myself into, I always kind of like put myself in a learning position.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, I never let the numbers and the fame get to my head because I was already known in the hood.
That's
you dig what I'm saying? In Atlanta, I don't have to be something that I ain't.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So it was just like, if God done redirected my life into comedy, you know you need to take it a step by step because you just knew.
Right.
It's like selling dope. You remember when you got in the street, you had to be, you know what I'm saying, you got to have that face on like, hey, hon.
Yeah.
Then you don't want this, but at the end of the day, damn, I really don't know what I'm doing until
right.
I have to get up out here. You feel me? And once I start doing the Vine videos and start doing the Instagram and then I start transitioning, so it was just about me, like, it just went from nickel bags,
right,
dime bag.
Yeah.
Ounces.
Yeah.
Now we got key. You dig what I'm saying?
And I mean, it's rolling.
Right.
It's rolling.
Trap rolling. Dime trap.
Bunking.
Dig what I'm saying? So we at this point, I just kept transitioning and understanding. I just kept transitioning even when I went from the ground to the TV to the stand up. Like,
right.
Every avenue is different, and you
right.
got to take it. You know what I'm saying? In a different perspective.
I mean, so I saw you from ground zero with the stand-up.
Right.
Because when I met you, you know what I'm saying, you was definitely Instagram and Vine.
Right.
Influencer. And you even had like a skit. It was like a skit comedy live show.
Oh, where Ratchet People Meet.
Yeah, sir. And that was probably one of the funniest, you know, just a funny-ass collection of talent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was on the verge, ready to blow.
Right.
Shout out to Archive for that, too.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Now, you actually came to me one day and said, yo, man, yeah, so I think I'm finna do this stand-up shit.
Yes, sir. I was like, man, I'm finna do it. And then, so it happened that one of my managers at the time, so happened to book it. Your personal assistant? No, she helped book it at the studio. Polo? we was down there with Polo, yeah, man. It was like right. A music event. You dig what I'm saying? For $500.
Okay.
I'll never forget August 2014, man. And then that was the start, because you had to break the ice.
Right.
You dig? If it was up to me, I probably would have took long ass time. You feel me? But
right.
Once you get out there and break the ice, it was like, oh, shit.
It just threw you up, though.
Shit. Now you are a stand-up comedian because you have went on stage and told jokes.
That's right.
It's over with. Keep going.
Yeah. See, now that's a funny point, because we have five mics here. And you know, I've seen five mics say. Five mics have said, you know what I'm saying, several times, you know, how he's going to do stand-up. But he doesn't have a story with a positive ending like yours.
For real.
He got up there and bombed.
No, when? One time.
No. But he
did good the first time I seen him. He did good the first time I seen him, though. I'm talking about he was
that's
coming
straight
off. Matter of fact, we was at Uptown, the old Uptown.
Okay.
He was in the back. We was smoking some weed. Yeah. He was like, yo, son, you finna go up there? And I'm like, yeah. Hey, at that time, I think I had a motherfucker around to pop the perk. I do not do that no more. That was my last time doing my geeked up stage. I put around the pot perk.
Hey, listen, this is a judgment free zone.
Oh yeah, my dad. I just want these folks to know. You dig what I'm saying?
They're not allowed to judge you neither.
Yeah.
This is a safe space.
But you gotta also let the folks know that watch you. I change. So the folks who follow me, this said, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
You did. Just so you know. But we were geeked up.
Facts.
So we were geeked up. That nigga said, he said, you know how funny the nigga is, but don't nobody know he funny because he gangster. For real, you dig what I'm saying? So he was like, yo, Fly. I was like, man, what the fuck wrong with you, man? He was like, man, I'm finna go up there and do some stand up. I was like, why you bullshit? Like, he like, nah, I'm finna go up there and do it. He was like, I'm finna tell you. I'm like, no, don't tell me. Just go up there. I want to see you on first hand. You dig?
Right.
He go up there. Man, he was up there. First, if you know you bullshitting, bro, and you bombing, you gonna feel that literally like a minute and a half, but that shit gonna feel like 20 minutes. The niggas they gonna be looking at your ass. You gonna be like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? But if I was up there for a good solid about 7 minutes.
Okay.
Whoa.
And 7 minutes is really good because people are really digging.
They caught me.
Right.
Nah,
one night, because of our, you know what I mean, my good experience.
Right.
I'm telling everybody I'm a comedian.
Right.
I see him, and he's, oh, you're a comedian? Well, we're going right now. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Nah,
they just took me to the club.
Right.
While I was on a date.
Nah,
right.
Nah, listen.
I
wasn't ready.
Hold on. You got something on your head, too, guys.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's gone now.
All right, so look. We were with Duval. We was at Duval's house.
Right.
And, you know, he just kept talking about how he could do the stand-up shit.
Right.
And it happened to be Sunday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sunday is Uptown
night.
That's
the time.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Well, look at here.
Right.
Motherfucker talking all this shit and it's Sunday.
Let go.
You dig what I'm saying?
I wasn't ready.
And that man got up there, did the worst shit in the world.
No.
Yeah.
How long ago they were?
Man, it was a long time ago.
Now, my question is, if you had a successful set,
right,
why didn't you just
leave it at that?
Go
back to the set.
Sometimes people go up there and talk
at least
and
start
forget.
There.
No, sometimes people just go up there and break the ice and forget to record themselves and understand that's how jokes formulate. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, you get up there, you don't know until you go on that stage. You can sit there and joking and kicking with your partner all day, but that shit won't be different on that stage.
Man, the shit that makes people laugh that I say, I tend to remember it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't know how you did so.
That was the beginning stages and it wasn't fair.
Uh-oh, there you go.
On the date.
Producer shoulder.
Producer shoulders in the clutch.
Producer shoulders.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready. But get ready for a new special.
I say try again.
Yeah, no, I'm getting ready for a new special. I mean, a new show.
Okay.
Down at the Laugh Factory.
Most definitely.
I'm probably need you to teach me a few pointers or something.
Nah, y'all do it, just go on stage. So, kind of your business.
Who were your biggest influences, you know, in comedy when you decided to really, you know what I'm saying, give up?
Man, you know what? Ever since I was watching comedy, ever since Ajit, like watching Comic View, and really not really knowing what they talk about, but I just like being around laughter. You know what I'm saying? Right. Comedy, and I was just like, damn, them folks look like they just having a good time. They laughing. I don't know what they talking about though. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it was like the more and more I watched, like the Bruce, the Ricky Smiley. I seen Jay after the Browns, and you know what I'm saying? It's like I seen the underdog, like Carlos Miller's, and but then when I got to the big ones, it was like Bernie Mac, probably like one of my biggest influence, and being on the road with Mike Epps and seeing him, seeing him in person and seeing him on stage is like, oh, okay, this is my biggest influence, because not only did he inspire me, I also got to work with him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I want to say, like, Mike Epps probably like the biggest comedian that, you know what I'm saying, inspired me. Because this nigga is actually Uncle Funny on stage. You're like, oh, man, that nigga went crazy out there. Y'all got to go see the nigga, man. Hey, you feel me? Like, real talk. Real talk. Had me crying.
We really should have filmed more behind the scenes of
the trap.
Yeah.
I don't think they understand.
Yo, that outside them trailers?
Hey, man.
Listen, that shit was...
That was real. That was real. That West Side Shuffle, man.
You took my money.
I put it on y'all, nigga.
You took my money, y'all.
I ain't gonna lie.
Goddamn dice sliding in full effect.
Duval, too, man. Come with it.
I couldn't believe he was winning.
Get out of there.
I said he had trick dice. West Side Shuffle, for sure.
Nah, man, you said keys on. That's all.
You said keys on.
Hey, man, y'all, if y'all ain't seen The Trap, it's on Netflix, man. You know what I'm saying?
Still trending.
Yeah, well, that's positive.
Yes, sir.
That's positive.
I just looked at the date. I was like, oh, shit, look at it. We locked and loaded.
Now, what we're going to do is, man, I want to pick y'all brain on some shit, man.
Talk to.
I have my younger brother, Bryce, also. He's in here.
Yo, yo.
You know what I mean? I'm going to share some shit with you.
Bit.
Because when I have, you know, the rare opportunity to have, you know, friends of mine, especially people of a similar walk background, of life and background of me, I feel comfortable talking about whatever the hell I feel that, like that just piques my interest.
Bit.
So with that being said, this shit here has me baffled, okay? Did you hear about the $12 billion lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company? Okay, I bet you didn't, so I'm going to fill you in.
No, I did. I was like, who the hell I got sued by that but?
Okay, so I'm going to allow you to chime in on this first, DC. You heard of OxyContin, right?
Right.
Okay, so.
Peter.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So they make an offer of up to $12
billion right.
to settle more than 2,000 opioid claims. Okay, so that means that people who found a way to take OxyContin,
right,
got hooked on it, and you know, may have had some adverse side effects or right. some fuck shit happen. They sued OxyContin,
right?
OxyContin offered $12 billion
of settlement
to settle.
Well, hold on.
So they saying, look, we know this. Hold on, so they saying, they saying, we know this shit fucking y'all up.
Yeah.
Here go the money.
Yeah.
No, but
we got way more money off this shit.
Yeah.
But one person got $12 billion?
Hell no.
2,000 people.
This is
2,000.
Up to 2,000 people.
I think I might have took an oxygen.
2,000.
I'm like, I think I do though.
I definitely been on the oxygen.
Been on the oxygen.
Hey, man.
2,003.
You got to think about out of 2,000 divided out of 12 billion. Those motherfuckers.
Everybody's rich.
Everybody.
They can add a few more people on the list. That's a
fact. But you got, if they got 12 billion to give away, how much have they made off of the people?
Gazillions.
I mean, but even more so. They didn't give motherfuckers who smoke crack shit.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? They gave us some time.
I was just about to say.
They gave motherfuckers.
They punished niggas.
I didn't smoke it. I sold it. And I was affected.
You did.
But. Shit.
It got through my pores.
We need to form a class action lawsuit, man.
I don't know. I done got locked up for weed so much. What's going on?
Chill.
And the pharmaceutical company, we need to sue.
You was really
the
in the street, though, man.
For me.
Since they
you came
actually,
a long way.
I was like one of them little knuckleheads.
No, I swear to God. When I met you, I was like, this nigga's crazy.
When I met you, this nigga did not smile.
You felt the same way, but.
He walked by. I was like, hey, this nigga, he gonna one of them gangsta niggas. He did not smile. He had the keys to everything.
He was definitely ready.
He was like, nigga was in the studio. He was like, hey, yo, who you with? He's not here. Out. Who you with? My nigga, I never heard of him. Out.
Who you with?
Who you with?
I was like, looking over.
I'm with Scrowd. He like, that nigga say, you with Scrowd? You sure? I said, bro, what the fuck wrong with you?
You sure you was
that gangsta, bro? Yeah. Then 2 years later, he like, I'm a comedian. What
that's
the fuck?
That's why I said, at the comedy, he said, nigga, you gangsta.
Nah, you forgetting the video shoot in Brooklyn.
Chill. Ooh. Chill, don't flash him back like that. Don't flash him.
Where we was in Nathan's?
We was in Nathan's, Coney Island, right? Yeah.
Fact.
Boy had me on the trailer. Cold. It's probably like 20 degrees. I'm like five. I'm like, yo, we good. It's a big ass amusement park. This shit shut down. And we on the back of a trailer. This shit dangerous. It's dangerous. The trailer ain't had no brakes. This nigga hitting that bitch.
What the fuck?
This is crazy.
We were shooting a video. It was DC first time, I think. That was your first trip to
New York. That was my first time in Coney Island.
Oh, okay. And he allowed me to take him there. You know, we shot some stuff.
Tell him what project we was in, though.
We was in, we went to Coney Island. We didn't go to projects in Coney Island. We went to Far Rockaway projects.
Mm. Oh, nigga.
We went to Nathan's, boy.
We was in Nathan's and all that.
We was in Nathan's, but we did go to the Far
Rockaway. We went to Far Rockaway.
We did Far Rockaway.
We went to the Bronx.
Because I was up under that little thing. They said I was there. What they said I was
trying to throw the Bronx in there at the end. Yeah, you gotta check.
What they call that shit? The little hood I was at? They said, you over there in the little... Cause you know that little balcony shit,
man,
real.
Where the fuck did you have this, man? Nah,
man, nigga had me. I be fascinated.
We went so many places though. We went so many places in 2 hours that
bro,
real talk.
You know, I be fascinated with other nigga hood. Cause I be like, bro, this shit really real.
Nah,
bro.
But you was acting wild and you entertained my family, man.
Nah, for real, bro.
He had my whole family swayed.
Hey, Devo really locked in. Like the elevator don't work, nigga. We up like eight flights of steps. Gangsta shit.
I left y'all. Right
and with the elevator, where it fucked up on you?
Man, hell yeah. That shit don't work, nigga. Really coming on the stair with all them girls. I'm like, bro, this shit real, bro. Like, why they don't come fix the elevator, bro?
We actually documented it, though.
Nah, that shit gangsta.
Where is it? Let's see it, five.
I sent it to your phone.
See, that's that. I'm glad. See, this is the first example of what we call where I'm from. Cap.
No, I know my boy Five got it, man. One thing about
Five. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
The footage is.
No, man, he had me in the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? We was out there. My boy K-Shine, too.
Yeah, K-Shine.
What's your cousin's name?
Mel.
Shout out to Mel. He's like, nigga, I had you out there.
I had you out there.
Nigga, I had you out there.
Yo, actually, you know what I did to him?
What's up?
I took him to a... Oh, see, the reason I didn't say nothing. I took him to a project. That was my first day in that project.
Right. This nigga's so cap. Right. No, look.
I don't cap.
That is the cap.
Okay. My first day in that project.
But this the first cap.
See, but wait a minute. If I may ask, what was the purpose? Like, what were you actually trying to do?
What happened was... No, this is what happened.
We were shooting a video tip. He like, yo, yeah, come out here. You good. We good.
No.
So I'm asking him questions. I'm like, bro, what the hell we shoot at? He like, oh, no, this is my first time out here.
Nah, then your uncle back man, up the what? Fucking
yo, listen,
truck.
The projects that we was at, they don't ever really get no props like that in Far Rockaway. So yeah. I wanted to give him a chance to get some light. Sure. So I took him there. But I told him in the middle, listen, it's niggas with guns, ugly niggas, everybody looking crazy.
No. Like, we really in like, what's the movie with Wesley Snipes? And my boy.
Sugar Hill?
Not Sugar Hill.
Money City?
In New York.
That's
Undercover Brooklyn. What
those.
It is?
Carter.
Undercover.
Not Undercover Brooklyn. Not Undercover Brother. The police movie.
What police movie, man?
Money Train.
Not Money Train, man. With Wesley Snipes.
Man, never mind.
No, man. Hell no. Because y'all got me fucked up. This the movie. So don't nobody know that movie with Wesley Snipes?
What the black man, white man, can't jump?
But y'all calling out all the wrong.
It is New Jack.
It ain't New Jack City. When he got shot, when his partner was the undercover.
He gets shot every movie.
when the nigga partner was the undercover cop.
I have no idea.
Well, DC. 1942. Shout out to 1942.
This is the Mandela effect.
You thought you saw that movie. That did not happen, DC. Interesting news,
it's
man.
The Oxy, yeah.
Listen. So, what about this couple who got arrested after spending nearly
Brooklyn's finest, man?
Oh, Brooklyn finest.
What's wrong with y'all?
Damn.
Okay, well.
I just didn't let y'all know. I knew.
We've clearly moved on.
Brooklyn's finest, people. Brooklyn's finest.
We've clearly moved on. So, a couple got arrested, man, for spending nearly all of $120,000 they got accidentally deposited in their account.
Ain't nothing accidentally. That shit gone.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good move.
What's the charge?
This is the charge.
How can you?
That's it.
Arrested?
I ain't nothing.
That's a fact.
How you gonna arrest me for spending money that was sent to my account
accidentally?
That sound like bad lawyers to me.
Man,
right.
Let me tell you something. They had $120,000 to get the best lawyers they could find.
If a nigga got an alert on your phone, and you been getting alerts like, but you got $1.50. You see that motherfucker. And you know, real nigga don't even know how many commas that is. Nigga like, boy, where that is?
I'm not even talking.
How much money this is?
Withdraw
immediately.
No.
As soon as it happens, I'm looking
come
at
on.
Right.
You can't go. Yo, we out.
No, you can't go withdraw. You can't go withdraw. Yeah, you're not known for withdrawing that money. What? You
so
got to go
mean?
Crazy with the card.
Nah,
who told you that?
That shit gonna reverse. Definitely
not. It's gonna take too long.
Yeah. Me taking everything out.
Get everything out right there.
Excuse me. If
I don't know what happened.
Pull my name up. This is my account number. You see my deposit. You see the deposit will come on.
I'd like to make a withdrawal.
I'm just scared to have all that money.
Expeditiously.
I'm just scared to have money on me.
That's a fact.
That's a lick.
No way. Man, well, Robert and Tiffany Williams of Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Were arrested on charges of theft and receiving stolen property.
Oh, yeah, that ain't bad. Theft by receiving. That ain't bad.
How many years is that?
There ain't no year.
Wait a minute. How can you charge someone with theft and they stole nothing?
It's by receiving. It's stolen.
So it wasn't stolen. You gave it to me.
It's because you received stolen property. Trust me. I've been locked up stolen property. I had that argument. They're like, well, you knew it was stolen. I was like, well, I mean, the nigga had it out the raffle. I ain't know.
Hey, so this is what they did. This is how they went about it.
Prove it.
The couple attempted to thwart their bank after spending nearly every last dime on $120,000.
Smart move.
It was accidentally deposited into their account, though.
They should have red alerted.
They still got it.
Yeah. Okay, so... Boop. So first they used $15,000 for a down payment on a 2015 Chevy Traverse. Now
they probably had kids. I don't know what a
dollar down payment. What kind of loan?
Somebody
was
got
that?
Hit in their head.
Yeah, something they right.
Wow.
Something right.
Free money.
Okay.
Car was still $40,000. Stupid.
They bought a $4,500 camper. Among other items.
They finna go outside with that money. We gone!
We moving. We on the run.
Whoa.
We in Arkansas. We out in the woods.
They said they paid off some bills, and then they were so nice, they even contributed $15,000 to help out friends of theirs.
Hey, yeah, oh, nigga.
That's who hooked them up with the lick.
We hit a lick.
That's it right there.
Come on.
There's $15,000.
I got y'all in the back.
They set it up. She was the clerk. I know this nigga that got
they
money.
They still got that bread, though. Like he said, hey, they're going to do about 60
money.
Days.
They got money put up.
Oh, they got
for
to.
For sure.
They got money put up.
Man, what? Now I'm going to be home.
Like, look, when we come on, you know what I mean?
Man, they're going to be home in 2 months, still with $80,000.
That's a lick.
So, before they bought a tent, they already know they go.
So I think they imagine that they have to go on the run at some point.
Right, they're like, bitch, we got to go buy a tent and some lamps.
The camper's so slow.
Camper, though.
So how old are they, man?
Well, you know how long you got to take to put a tent together?
To buy a camper, though, you got to be old.
Yeah, you got to be old. You're middle age.
I still don't know
how to say it. I say about 49, 51.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You know what I'm saying?
They probably bought a hammer.
Hey, y'all heard about the Antonio Brown situation.
That's
which situation? There's so many different dynamics.
Nah, yeah, I know, man. This is a multifaceted.
Antonio Brown, man.
So first, you know what I'm saying? He got let go from the Steelers. Then he got picked up by the Raiders.
Right.
He missed, I think, training camp.
And then he got the Raiders.
And then they let him go because he got into a verbal altercation with the GM.
What did he say?
Well, allegedly he called the GM a cracker.
Whoa. Now in the history, now we must say this now. In the history of sports and management, we never seen a player get thrown out, somebody make it call somebody a cracker. Mm. So that's first of his time, I think.
Right. I mean that's
that word is tough.
Yeah, oh, did he say cracker? Get him out of here.
Right.
That's tough.
I don't know.
That's cold.
That's what they said. He allegedly.
Yeah, I ain't hear no tape or nothing.
He said he wanted to be on the Patriots and the Steelers wouldn't trade him there in the first place, though.
What?
Yeah. Whoa.
So,
damn.
Plot thickens.
He probably wanted some tuna fish and just asked for some crackers.
Okay, so.
Okay, you know, they be taking shit out of us. I asked for some crackers.
But the funny part. The funny part here is after he got put off the team,
right.
Within hours, you know, he was picked up by the New England Patriots.
They was like, text me, nigga, when you going out. Text me when you
what's
fart.
What's his name? Belichick?
Out of here!
Somebody definitely told
him. Hey, that nigga was nervous, bro.
They said, look, you want to get out of this contract?
He was already doing that.
Whoa.
Let me tell you something.
And he went for it.
It does sound. It sound.
Man,
you
that
know,
man was so nervous, bro. It was like a deal going back. Like, boy, I'm about to get these niggas.
I'm about to get.
It like you, like you knowing the deal finna go through, and like you cheating.
Because the number one team,
you can't.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get a ring.
But you know,
but the Raiders that did their thing on the last game too, though. Mm-hmm.
True.
Now it's some more allegedly out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, after I just want to take some time,
right,
to kind of acknowledge how, you know, he finessed the Raiders out there. You know, he played.
So what did he do? Get out by the Raiders? Did he get some money up out of him?
Nah, not really.
They remixed on him.
Yeah.
He thought he got him.
They took the guaranteed money back because they suspended him,
right,
and then cut him or something like that. Some kind of loophole or clause or something. But then he fell into a better position, a better situation.
Right. For less money, though, huh?
It was $15 million for 1 year.
But after that, I know he finna have probably like 100.
Well, see, that brings me to the next allegation.
Yeah. Right. Oh, Antonio Brown got a lot going.
So it's that last name.
Now they saying my man Antonio Brown, he's being accused of raping a former trainer.
Oh man.
A former trainer.
They always try to get a nigga. Tuna fish crackles.
I must say he has denied these allegations.
I just want to know why it came right now.
Listen, you know,
the Steelers, right?
Come on, Raiders. They teamed up.
They talking about three occasions. So you telling me after the first one, it was two more, motherfucker?
I think Antonio Brown rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see somebody coming out of the blue.
So, just to hear...
I don't think he did no stupid shit like that, to
elaborate a little bit.
We never know, though.
Antonio Brown is being sued by a woman who claims a New England Patriots star. He sexually assaulted and raped her during three separate encounters.
After you get on the team.
Three different times, though?
Three different... That's why I said after the first one, it was two more motherfuckers.
I don't want to say...
He was on three different teams.
Hold up. This is too touchy. I don't want the Me Too's and everybody getting mad at me.
Well, listen. We're not saying... Judgment free, man.
But what we saying is...
It's hard to have a relationship to me.
But what we saying is...
My guy's... It's hard to get raped three times.
Yeah, three times, that's crazy.
You get raped once in life.
That's not true.
For the same person?
Yeah, that's not true. You got people who have family members and, you know, all kinds of different situations.
That's a form of rape.
This is trainer.
But that's what I'm
saying. So we worked out on Tuesday and I raped you on Friday. And we still worked out again.
But this is the thing, though. He's been.
And it's a former trainer. She's still a trainer.
He's been in the league.
Yeah, you know.
Why come out now?
The timing of it is.
That's different.
The timing of it is suspicious. Not to say somebody can't be raped on multiple occasions.
Right.
But we just hope Antonio Brown ain't do that.
The timing of it kind of makes me believe he didn't do this.
I think
there's somebody who felt salty about one of these moves that we made.
Yeah, one of them.
Mr. woman behind the lawsuit, who identifies herself as Brittany Taylor, says she was hired by Brown as a personal trainer. Taylor claims the first incident happened in June 2017 during a training session when Brown exposed himself and kissed her without her consent.
We pulled out.
It's getting crazy.
Wait a minute.
Not just pulled out, he just whipped out. He whipped out and gave her a kiss.
Whoa.
So imagine that.
That's how I
that right
I
there is a little bit.
He got my dick. Shit.
He was like, whoa.
Yo.
Well, class is over. I'll see you the next Thursday.
All right, Mr. Brown, right?
Mr. Brown bugged out. And then he got traded. That's how he got around to Louis. He didn't get traded.
What team you on? Still training. That's fucked up.
Now, when that description of the event,
you know, is read, it kind of sounds like, well, yeah, that could happen.
But then I don't want
that. That's a decent exposure. That's not a rape, though.
To be honest,
Whoa, back up.
Decent exposure.
Nah.
Yes, you never see people.
That is decent exposure.
You never heard about people pulling out in the middle of the streets and they know they're getting trouble?
Man, the same dude,
you see him all summer. That's definitely sexual harassment, bro.
It is sexual.
Yeah, it's definitely sexual harassment.
It gets two charges.
He kissed it off.
If you show anybody Johnson that didn't ask to see it.
These are allegations, remember.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
These are all allegations, remember.
A lot of people go streaking.
Allegedly. These are all allegations, motherfucker.
Yeah, man, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's ironic how this shit happened, like,
yeah,
right
man,
after.
Yeah, man, they all been trying to come out the
every
nigga sooner
week,
we get some money.
Well,
now, he got a point, but there do be a lot of rumors, but...
Not saying she did,
a lot of people
speaking
that trip
in
out
general.
As well.
I mean, I'm sure that
you gotta break everything down. I'm speaking in general.
I mean, but look, though, but for as, to your point, for as many cases as there are people who were really victimized and really,
right.
like, had to find the strength to come out to speak against their accuser, for every one of those, there
right.
has to be a handful of motherfuckers that's lying.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right, right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a fact.
Because you got to understand, and this is what I say, if you have been going through some any type of physical, you know what I'm saying, altercation that you're not consently saying that you're agreeing with,
right.
I feel like you should speak up. You should
it
find the courage. You got
to
understand, it's people out here that's going
to
help you.
It's
don't wait.
To speak up now,
don't
yeah.
wait. Don't wait
it's
because you, your story is going to seem fabricated, even if it is true.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you
long.
Wait 4 or 5 years, motherfucker will be like, why?
Why yeah. now?
There's no reason yeah. to wait in 2020.
Like, it's no,
I
like,
mean,
tell
people
somebody.
People coming out,
you know
we got
saying?
Twitter, to tweet something, do something.
Yeah. No, I mean, not really that tweet, just say something.
I'm telling you, can say it,
while
everybody
agree,
and family will find out right there on Facebook.
While I agree with all of the things that are being said right now, I also have to consider that, you know, there's a certain, as they described it, paralyzing fear that comes from somebody who's taking advantage of you and so on and so forth.
Right.
And, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really
You don't even want to bring it up.
Nah, I'm saying, like, I don't know what it's like to be in that position. And
right.
But I do agree, when the longer you wait, that's the more, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
the more reasonable doubt there is.
Right.
So
right.
if anybody has anything that they'd like to bring to the table and share, 5 mics...
Nah. I got to touch my girl, but I like it. So. That's the end of that one.
But those are all allegations.
And then, man, in other news, man, you know what I'm saying? This sorry, poor ass excuse for a president, man, says.
Oh, that, Donald Trump.
No,
say, man.
Listen, man.
What happened? I'm sad,
man.
Let me pour another glass.
Cuz say, oh, so that made you sad.
Yeah, I'm
okay. So,
I'm
okay. So the sexual allegations that didn't make you sad.
No, we don't know if it's true yet.
Okay, well that's a fair point.
You feel me?
Okay, but look, man, this motherfucker say very bad drug dealers are trying to come from the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian.
Oh, is that what
from the Bahamas?
Very bad. Okay, these motherfuckers just got hit by a storm.
Yeah, man, shout out to the Bahamas.
You gotta understand, niggas are trying to evacuate.
Yeah,
so you gotta understand.
But a lot of cocaine came up on the shore now.
Motherfucker might be coming. There's a couple motherfuckers came to look for that dope. Now we're
human.
Cocaine came up on the shore. A lot.
It's a lot of.
Yeah, kilo.
But they're humans, though. You know.
But they might have been in that ocean floating around for a minute.
Who knows?
But like I said, you gotta understand. Everybody know that. You ain't have to, but you ain't have to say
oh,
that.
Shit.
It's
Why?
A lot of more people that need help, and you talk about some. I understand the people that need help, but what about these motherfuckers?
You understand?
And I'm like, come on, Joan, come on.
Yeah, I think that motherfucker, man, this nigga's a professional flexer.
Man.
He's a professional flexer.
But you gotta understand, bro. Need
I agree.
Fuck. They don't care. He don't care.
Anybody with a toupee, I don't trust.
Yeah, you know what? Now that's that's a fair point.
Right.
That's a fair point.
I can't trust you.
You can't even manage.
I can't trust you.
Your lace front. You can't.
It's fine though.
It's a little droopy. It's a little droopy.
You got the crazy toupee.
Hey, so look, man, when you were just stepping out of say Vine and Instagram,
right.
and you got an opportunity to start doing television,
right?
Like wilding out. So
right.
like, what was the transition that you had to?
It wasn't no phone. It was TV. It was actual a job, and you had to listen to producers, and
right.
you got castmates. You got to have the games. You got to actually, nigga, you at work.
Yeah.
This ain't that phone shit. We can cut, delete.
Yeah,
no, it's like you funny. Go ahead, and you got to go in this improv. Like, come on the spot. Let's see something. And it's like, oh shit.
Right.
We got to rap. Okay, right now. About what? Give me a word. It's like, yeah, nigga, you got to really be funny. You know what I'm saying? So it was like transitioning from that phone and actually being like class clown and naturally like me having to perfect my craft.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I wanted to say too, I actually seen you in those atmospheres. Like when I went to see you at MTV,
right.
seeing you tell jokes in the hood on the
right.
west side to go to MTV, I felt like you fit in there though. Because your energy. I ain't seen not one person mad at you. I'm like, oh, God, D.C. Like, everybody was really excited that you was in there.
I ain't never
on that
really
level.
Seen you in a situation of, like, in a room full of people that made you visibly uncomfortable.
Right.
You always seem like you kind of, you know what I'm saying,
come from the hood. That's what we do.
You gotta adjust.
We get into the room.
We'll
sniff it out, and then we like, hey, who run shit?
The hardest part is making it to the room.
I run shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the end of the day, to take it off that note, like even with the MTV situation, when I had to host, like I said, yeah. I never seen myself hosting.
Right.
So it was like I had to take those proper steps into figuring out, like, you know what I mean?
How was that experience, like, at TRL?
Man, it was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, me coming from now Instagram, Vine, and wilding out, and now we on MTV TRL live.
Right.
You know, because wilding out was taped.
Mm-hmm.
But this is live where the cameras can go off and nigga, you better keep talking. No, keep talking. They don't know that the teleprompter went off and the folks in your ear like, keep going, DC, keep going. Yeah. Yeah,
now you better be real fire. Yeah.
No, you have to be extra fire. this shit ain't nothing to play with, bro. That's why, but it kept me on my toes because, like, sure. I don't know what's going to happen today at work because we go live for a whole hour.
So switching gears, right? So switching gears going from wilding out to the 85 South show.
Right.
So what's the difference in the approach to or the mindset?
Wilding out, we still employees. Mm. 85 South show, we the boss.
Yeah, I love 85 South.
But is the creativity, like the process of creativity the same?
The chemistry came from wilding out.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Where it's like we formed that chemistry where it was like we're comfortable enough to be on stage and share it with each other, and we also fans of one another. So when one speak, we know for a fact it's some good shit.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So then we just bounce off each other, and it was just like the chemistry was just like, damn, we got to continue this. What is this? You know what I'm saying?
That's what me and Five's supposed to do, but he can't get his shit together.
I'm on the way.
You can't get his shit.
You got it. That man been on the way for a decade.
I'm on the way.
No.
I know you.
I've been on the way for 2 years.
I know you.
You know what I mean? And I'm on the way.
Five's supposed to be like this masterful storyteller, but he can't seem to get his stories.
You know, fine. I'm telling you, I got
10 stories right now.
You got 10 stories
ready to go.
Well, tell us one.
You want to hear one?
Yeah, let's hear a story, man.
All right, real quick. My uncle's going to be upset with me.
Okay, well, here's
Uncle Joe.
Here's
forgive
five
me.
Story.
It's on the spotlight.
Five
you know what
Mike.
I mean? We got to do
Uncle
it.
Joe, Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
Brooklyn nigga.
Uncle Joe, I love you. He's one of my favorite uncles. Well, the story started in Queens. My Aunt Mika had a friend named Rachel that was kind of slow.
Mm.
Okay, and Rachel had a boyfriend. His name was Sporty. And Sporty...
Young Sporty.
They had a fight, because Rachel's a little slow, you feel what I'm trying to say? So she had a video game system, which was like a Nintendo. Nobody plays that in the future. But she had a Nintendo, and Sporty's not slow, but we'll talk about what type of person he is later.
Right.
But you could tell maybe something's wrong with him.
Right.
He has a slow girlfriend. So my aunt is stopping by because this is her childhood friend. This is her childhood friend. She comes by to see her slow friend, like, yo, you good? You need something to eat? Whatever. This dude is in there. So when she comes in, she's like, my aunt told me, she's like, oh, no, Sporty's here. Yeah. And he like, what's up, Tamika? What's up? Her name is Mika, my aunt. So he's like, what's up, Mika? And she like, I'm just checking on my friend. Next thing you know, Rachel gets up and like grabs the cartridge or grabs the game.
Nah.
And Sporty said, hold on, I'm playing. No, I'm playing. Next thing you know, a slow fight kind of takes place.
Whoa.
So my aunt says, hey, the fuck off Rachel. That's my homegirl. And Sporty snuffs my aunt.
Mm.
Whoa. My aunt gets snuffed. She fights the nigga. All right, cool. That's my aunt. She fights a guy. Who won, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm coming down the street, and I see my aunt running like, oh, my God, my nose. I look, it's blood. I'm like, oh, shit, blood.
Damn.
First thing, I go grab a weapon. You know what I mean? So I go get a knife and shit. And this is when I found out my family was gangster.
Right.
My whole family pulls up. My grandfather's like the general. He's the leader. He hops out. Everybody out the fence. Who did it? She's like, yo, he's in Sporty at the crib, da da da. So we go up there, and that's how I found out my grandma was gangster too. Because my grandma sells cigarettes.
Right.
Did you meet her?
No, I didn't meet her.
She sells Lucy's.
Right.
Okay. And we sell cigarettes in the projects and don't get robbed. You got to be gangster. You know what I'm saying? So this is when I found out, like, oh shit, grandma ain't just grandma. You know what I'm saying? We get down there, we get upstairs to the crib, and the mother came out. You know, knock on the door, the mother, where's he at? Hit my daughter, where the fuck is he at? My son is not here. All of a sudden, my grandma just came out of nowhere and grabbed her.
Whoa.
I was like, oh shit. Pulling the whole way. Grandma and my cousin beat the mom up. I hate to say it, but they beat the mom up, and then we entered the crib.
Right.
At this time, I was a real robber. I didn't see nothing to steal. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I found out, like, Nintendo. I'm like, is this a Nintendo fight?
That must suck for a burglar. I'm in this house. There's absolutely nothing to
have. Nothing. Perfect opportunity.
So I realized, damn, you know what I mean? It's a Nintendo fight. So make a long story short, my aunt is married, though. Where the fuck is Uncle Joe?
Right.
Hold up now. I just told you, my grandfather, every cousin we ever had, the niggas on the block, everybody came over here to fight.
Right.
I'm there, and at the end of the whole shit, I'm talking about when we like, yeah, we just took over the whole building. Niggas know what it is. Don't fuck with our family.
But did you find little Spody?
We can't find him yet. But we beat up his mom. So we're not satisfied, but we at the point like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Right.
And make a long story short, my Uncle Joe, who's a construction worker, who's been talking tough to me for weeks, because I'm like the nephew.
Right.
I already look at him like, Uncle, I'll knock you out.
Right.
You ain't know. The minute you front, knock you out. And you married in. You ain't even real uncle. So, we got all that energy going on. I'm outside smoking, nigga. I'm really out there like, damn. You know what I mean? The family representative. Right. And as I'm out there, my uncle just woke up. I see this nigga. And that's when I realized the first thing, like, hold up. Uncle Joe, you get off at 5 o'clock, nigga. It's 8:30.
Right.
Mm.
You know about this fight that went down.
Right.
And he come like, yo, what happened? I'm looking at him like, what happened? Say, oh, Mika got, you know what I mean? Snuff, grandma had to beat somebody up. Like, where you was at? Yo, off the train, late work. That's the first mark down. Hold up. Damn. Uncle Joe
that's
might be.
Right.
I don't know. It might be shaky.
Uncle Joe is shaky right there. Shaky Joe.
That's some New York shit.
God don't like ugly.
Right.
So my Uncle Joe, for at least a week. I'll give it a week. Right. A whole week. Every time my aunt leave the crib, and back then we was playing NBA Live, I think. Back then we playing the Live, and I remember my uncle saying shit like, in the middle of the game while we drinking beer, yo, when I catch Sporty, I'm gonna fuck him up. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, we gonna whip his ass. Right? And he kept it going.
Right.
To a point, even a few times, I'm like, I hope you do fuck him up.
Right.
We've been talking shit all week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know somebody keep it going.
But had you ever met Sporty before?
I never seen them. I don't know how this dude look. All I know, this nigga snuffed my aunt.
Right.
And the whole family had to come over here, so this nigga better be official.
Right.
All
right,
so now, one day, my aunt gets up. It's like a Saturday morning. She gets up. I'm going to grandma's house at Coney Island. Boy, I ain't gonna lie, that day I was so happy. I'm like, good auntie out of here. We could drink beer, smoke weed, and cigarettes without her fucking turning off the game. Doing all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So we playing the game, and God does things in this crazy way.
Right.
We was the happiest. You hear me? It was damn near Christmas Eve. It was the happiest moment you could be at. My uncle said, woo, man, I feel good, man. Let's go to the store, man. Get some more 40s, man. I said, cool. It's because we was drinking Old English at the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, cool. Me and this nigga.
How old were you, motherfucker?
I'm like 17.
All
right. I might be like 17, 18.
Tell me I drink Old English. All right, come on. Let's go.
I thought he was gangster. He had me drinking Old E. Right. Tell me his story. Yeah. I mean, I'm fucking with him. So make a long story short, it's almost over.
So make this long story longer. It's like the third time you've made this long story.
It's almost over.
You made this long story not so short.
You know what I mean? So at this particular time, he says, let's go to the store. We take that walk. Right. I swear, and I remember this was the happiest walk I ever had with him. We even laughed. I'm like, damn, Uncle, you're pretty cool, man. And we get to the fucking store. Nah, nigga. We get to the store. When I walk in the store, I stand in the back of the store. For some reason, my conscience, spider sense, and something said, hey, Five. Don't walk around the store.
Yeah.
Just stand right here.
Right.
So my uncle's shopping. I said, hey, I'm going to stand right here. And when you're in the hood stores, you know there's cameras every fucking room. Mm-hmm. So I look at the little cameras. I'm just watching them on the camera. And then all of a sudden, I hear the door go, cling, 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 cling. And two of the fakest niggas in the world walk in.
Mm.
And one is a midget.
Right.
You hear me?
Another person.
What's the name?
I don't know.
Right. Well, he's a little person.
Right.
Okay. Or if he's not a little person, he's almost a little
person.
Dwarf?
Right. Like how short? Like how small?
What's the height for the?
I think
little people.
I think like 4'7".
He was definitely 4'6".
Wow.
He was right there with a hat, maybe 4'7". So, but look, one dude come in. I swear he looked like Tupac. He has the bandana tied around his head, and he has a fake ass mink on.
Mm.
He comes in with the little guy in front. The little guy got the little guy got that real bop. And he come in the store. He like, what's up, what's up, what's up? And I look. I said, oh, okay. Who's this nigga? And I revert back to the camera. So they walk in, and then I notice they come into the frame in the camera at the same spot my uncle's at.
Right.
But I'm not thinking of shit. I'm really just looking at the camera. And I see one of the dude tap the nigga and point to my uncle. And the midget look. I mean, Sorry. Yo, whoa, whoa. The small person looked and said, okay, that's it. Now, I just seen that.
Right.
And then my uncle was grabbing a beer, and when he looked, I noticed his whole posture. Everything fucking changed.
Right.
And he looked, and then he immediately looked at the camera. I felt like he was looking at me. I looked at him like, I see this shit. I see this shit, nigga.
I see this nigga.
Yo, uncle.
Impressed.
Yo, uncle.
Shaky Joe.
Yo, uncle.
And then I looked to the camera.
I don't know who these niggas is. But I'm telling you, something's up. The spider sense is going off. You know what I mean? So now, my uncle comes around. He walks past them, walks down. He comes to the counter. Now, mind you, I'm behind this nigga.
Right.
I cannot see his face.
Right.
Only person's face I can see is the fucking nigga who's working at the store.
Right.
He asks my uncle, are you okay?
Right.
He's like, yo, this is what he says. Yeah, let me get a Dutch, two Dutches. And then he goes and looks at me. So I look at him. I say, you good? And he's like, but he don't want to talk to me.
Right.
So now he gets the Dutch's, and then I said, oh, shit. That's fucking sporty.
How'd you know that?
I'm a street nigga. He's so scared. Yo, the way he whispered, let me get them Dutch's, and look back at me.
But look, though, you were still looking at him on the camera?
Nah, now I'm looking at his back. Like you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's my uncle's expression right now? Right. When he looked back and did that scary look like, I said, oh, shit. I felt like he said, it's him. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So when I look at him, I said, what? And I looked at the sport, I said, oh, shit, that's the sporty nigga. Then I said, I'm thinking at least the Tupac nigga's him.
Right.
I'm not thinking the small guy.
Right. Right.
So I immediately get mad because now I realize my uncle's fucking scared.
Right.
So I'm like, hold the fuck up, Joe. So now, Bob Mike's in this shit too now.
Shaky Joe.
I'm not finna get scared. He got me mad as
hell. He said,
now.
I get mad because my uncle is fucking scared.
Man, I had this great walk with this guy and told him he's a good guy. Now, he's
old English
fucking embarrassing me in front of small people.
So I go outside now, and I'm outside first. And guess what? Since that, remember I told y'all, key story, I told you I grabbed that knife early in the beginning.
Right.
The knife has been in my coat for weeks. Because if I catch him, I got to have it on me.
Right.
So I then bluff the knife for a gun.
Right.
Okay?
What?
Yes. My Uncle Joe comes out the store first. He got the bags in his hand, and he said, let's go. I said,
let's go.
Yes, this nigga, he on like a top. He like on top of the steps. I look for the street. I'm like, go where? I said, nigga, you gotta fight that nigga. What you talking about? You gotta shoot a fair one with Sporty. You bugging out for Auntie.
Right.
I looked at him like, yeah, your wife. So he says, all right, nephew, all right. So I said, give me his shit, nigga. So I grab his bag and shit. Yo, this Sporty dude, yo, the door opens, doom. He dump out like, I know y'all, yo, listen to what he said. I know y'all niggas ain't waiting for me. So now I look like the small person is Sporty. I rewind the whole shit like, wait a minute. So now I look at my uncle. My uncle says, like, I'm not scared. I'm like, whoa.
He just volunteered that information.
He's like, yo, Neff, I'm not scared.
Definitely scared.
So he tells me to hold it back.
Shaky Joe's scared to death.
I don't know if I dropped one bag, whatever. I know I went like this at one point. I said, yo, real talk, I got that hammer on me. I gassed everybody up. Everybody looked like him. I said, yeah, I got that thing. I told him, Tupac, nigga, you stay right here, nigga.
Right.
And I grabbed him. I grabbed him by the forearm, grabbed him, sat him. You don't move, nigga. I got nothing right here. Don't fucking move. I'm gonna air this shit out. Let these niggas fight. Yo, while I'm doing that, my uncle said, fuck it, I'm going for it.
What?
Are y'all ready for this?
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, he threw a punch. Like this, first of all. This
was the palm?
It was a palm, and then it went back.
Like, a wrist palm.
It was a wrist palm, and went back. Listen, when somebody is supposed to be gangster, and they start off like,
Shaky Joe.
He went like this, and he swung. Yo, Sporty weaved that shit.
What?
He weaved it. Yo.
Oh, shit.
This guy,
so he swung down.
Yo, because he's short.
Nah.
But Joe went like this. Dog. Even when I said, what the? Me and the dog, I'm like, what? This nigga did the pullback. Like, oh, whoa, I already knew he can't fight.
Right.
He swung. Sporty weaved the nigga. And then he went up high. Listen, he jumped at least 4 feet.
Right.
I'm not joking. 3-4 feet.
Right.
Come on.
Yo, he jumped in the air. Boom. He gets airborne and hit my uncle one time. Boom.
Oh.
Yo, the whole block. Niggas who wasn't even watching the fight. Like, oh. I turned around. It was the whole East New York on the corner. And now they're like, yo, that's your uncle. I'm like, hold on. It's not my real uncle. Married in. I tell you, married in. So now, when this goes and he hits the floor, don't talk, yo. Listen, he hits the fucking floor.
Yeah.
When he hits the floor, he lands on the hands like this.
Right.
That nigga said, where's my wedding ring? I heard him say, where's my wedding ring? And I immediately look at him like, the wedding ring's on your fucking finger, huh? Like, it's on his finger. This nigga going, where my ring at? So while he's doing that, I look for Spody. Spody runs to the end of the corner, jumps up in the air like, yeah, fuck, nigga. Told y'all, niggas. And he breaks out.
Right.
And we find out that he was Golden Gloves at some point. I don't know what height you got to be, but they said he was in Golden Gloves. My uncle did not know that.
The dwarf division.
So I had to pick my uncle up now.
Little weight.
Pick him up off the ground. He got the ring on his finger. Yeah. Guess what?
What?
We have to walk home now.
Walk of shame.
First of all, you hold the fucking bags. I'm not holding none of these groceries. I'm giving the bag like holders. Yeah. Then I told him, don't even talk to me. Yo, on this way home, you're not my uncle. On this way home, don't fucking talk to me. So the whole time he's talking to you. And at the time he's like, aunt, can I talk? Man, ain't no talking, man. Ain't no talking, unk. That was crazy, unk. Right. In the street with the ring, that's it. We get to the building.
That was crazy. The street with
yo, in the street with the ring?
Yo, yo, we get back to the building. He grabs me. He do some real uncle shit. Now he can't take it. We get back to the building. Now.
Right.
Don't say grab me. He said, hey, I'm going to ask you one time, Neff. Don't tell your aunt about this.
Oh,
I
shit.
Said, yo, get off me, nigga. You ain't got no, come on now.
You couldn't even handle a little altercation.
You couldn't handle a little brother.
You have no wins, nigga. And I'm playing the game all night. I'm
right. A small altercation.
It's over with. And you're still at Lucy's.
I get upstairs. This nigga lied for the story's over here. I get upstairs. My aunt comes out, and she's home now. So, right. First of all, you know, New York aunties or like hood aunties.
Right.
They know every fucking thing. Well, I come in the crib, she said, what happened? I said, nothing, I don't know. She said, something happened. Well, I don't know what happened. ask your husband. I could have sworn that he was at least going to be a G or a I wasn't ready for this shit.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Man, that nigga's in the kitchen. I'm in the living room like, let me hear what he said.
Right.
That nigga said, she said, what happened, Joe? He said, man, we had to fuck Sporty up this morning. I said, fuck Sporty up. That nigga lied for 2 years, nigga.
2 years.
He lied for 2 years. Me and my aunt got into it one day. And she said, you know what? When Uncle Joe get in here, he gonna fuck you up. Ah, Uncle Joe ain't gonna fuck nobody.
Shaky
up.
Joe. Shaky Joe. It's a rap.
So that's how we're down, man. And shout out to my Uncle Joe.
Sticky crazy.
I love him. But Spody,
he said I knew something wrong.
He's 1-0 right now.
Hey, man, Spody is a legend, by the way.
Sporty.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm from Atlanta, bro. I ain't finna put. I'm not finna put the R in Spody.
I'm talking about Spody.
Yeah, Spody. You know what I'm saying? But East New York Spody.
Right.
Is a legend.
Yo, Uncle you know Joe. Listen, he's going to be mad Joe. I told y'all that story. But you know what?
Hilarious.
He can't beat me up anyway, so fuck it.
But nah, I'm but look, you. Though. But what's you and Joe's relationship like?
No,
right
on some real shit, away from that one incident that happened,
yeah.
That's my favorite uncle.
Right on. And what did your aunt do when she found out what really happened?
She did the New York shit. She looked at me, she said, for real? In the middle of the fight, I said, yes, nigga. She said, oh, well, I ain't know that shit, but fuck that, you can't be, I mean, that was
right.
It.
Right.
And I ain't gonna lie, I waited for him. I told everybody, because my grandma, everybody like, Joe got, I said, yeah, none of y'all know that. I was there, he got knocked the fuck out. I want to hear none of that uncle coming home doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So I waited for him.
Right.
And
he never came.
No, he came.
Oh.
But the whole family, like, five waiting for you in the room. It was like, he supposed to come check me. I went in there, nigga, I'm in the room, like, he better not come in here.
Right.
And nigga opened the door, like, what's up, Nathan? Look. You roll up a blunt and smoke a blunt. Oh. So, yeah, you know y'all.
Everybody got time for that young nigga shit.
Hakuna Matata, man.
My Uncle Joe will fight.
Oh, Shaky
now.
Joe. He'll fight.
No, he fought. He threw the first swing.
No.
I told you he threw the first
swing. No.
That boy threw a goddamn hook. That was a dap.
That was
like, yo,
a futility.
Yeah, I don't want to do this to you.
It don't look like he was shit, man. And who hit somebody that way?
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know, man. I love him, though, man.
Somebody's sister.
I'm just saying, bro. Now, what people may not know, and that was actually a pretty damn good story for me.
Yo, but listen, I had to sacrifice a family. Yo, Uncle Joe, I love you, man.
No, too late for that. Too late for that.
That was hilarious.
Too late for that.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? The relationship has been ruined. But it's a great story, though. Thanks for telling it.
Hilarious.
Okay, now this is just a reminder for everybody to go to expeditiously.com to get all of your Expeditiously merch. And if you don't know how to spell it, look it up, motherfucker. It's the information age. Expeditiously.com. You ain't even got to make the TI capital in the middle, man. But go and get your merch right now, man, because it is available. And I can tell you, you know, with a clear conscience and a pure heart, you buy it, you wear it. you look better. All right, man, you know what I'm saying? That's enough cap for today, and I'll see y'all later. Expedition.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue. So look, now, what people may not know, DC, is that you and I, we hail from the same habitat.
Most definitely, West Side Atlanta shit.
Yeah.
Gotta be a bank kid.
You know what I'm saying? So, and when I met you, you felt like a motherfucker who had a little brother, or a motherfucker's little brother that I went to school with. You
right.
did. How have you been able to maintain that as you know what I'm saying, you climbed this ladder, taking such a ride as you have?
Well, when you really come from that habitat, as you said, you wouldn't have to fake it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be in you, not on you.
Sure.
You dig what I'm saying? So to want to elevate is for ones who want to see, you know what I'm saying, progress.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We know a lot of motherfuckers who come from where we come from and not really trying to, you know what I'm saying, do
stuck.
Something for themselves. They get stuck.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, all right, you got all the street aura about you. You got all that nigga know not to play with you, but damn, bro, like, that what you want to be known for? That's what you want to have a legacy on of being people scared of you? Now that shit don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, you got bodies.
So what?
So.
I mean.
What your LLC? Nigga like, huh?
What my LLC?
I don't drive trucks.
He's like, what kind of
truck? Oh, this nigga here is stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? Wanted to elevate, you know what I mean? But then also going back to the hood and letting these folk know, like, what you learning. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, letting these folk, like, hey, bro, this is what I'm learning.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? You must teach what's been taught.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's been holding us back for so long in the community as far as where we come from. As soon as one of us learns something, they don't, you know what I'm saying, inseminate the information. They,
right.
They, you know, hold it for themselves.
Right. And it's always a competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, lately, I've been hearing the OGs talking that OG talk. Like, man, we need to get back talking to the youngsters. You
know
what I'm saying? Because they haven't been talking to us. You dig what I'm saying? And then it's a gap. I'm 27. I'm an OG now, nigga. I'm 27.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'm old. 3 years from 30. Like,
3 years from 30.
3 years from...
You know it's coming when they start counting.
Shit, yes, sir. Count down.
That shit go from will I live to 21?
You did.
Don't you do that.
I'm 25, boy.
I'm still a young nigga. Then it's about 25 when it's at 25 and over in the club. Throw your hands up.
Right.
Now you're
an OG.
After that, it's just, man, I ain't got but 4 more years till I'm 30.
Right.
Man,
count down.
30's approaching.
It's coming.
Showing the comment.
Big 30.
But what you will understand, though, when you get to your 30s, man, you really figure all this shit out.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
More than you did in your 20s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
20s is a party.
You waste, 20, you waste 20, a bunch 20 of time and money in
right.
your 20s.
20s is the time.
You don't know that shit you get to your 30s, though.
But 20s is the time that you just handle your
money. It's more painful when you get, you like, damn. When I was 20, so I was really popping.
You got it.
I had a bad budget. I'm not as bad spending.
For real.
Yeah, I think that, you know what I'm saying, you waste a lot of time and money in your 20s just trying to figure shit out, trial and error. You know?
But to go back to what I was saying, it's just like, we got the generation where we can, you know what I'm saying, it's starting to get that OG feeling back, you know what I mean? So we got to start at least telling what we, you know what I'm saying, what we've been taught, because where we come from is a competition base.
Mm-hmm.
It have been plenty of time where a group of us done been together, 20, 30 deep. But nigga, talking about how much money in your pack? You ain't sold more dope than me. Woo woo. But look at your rim. My rim bigger than yours. You're like, damn! I know your rim bigger than mine.
See those are conversations.
That's a fact.
See those kinds of conversations early on. I learned. Okay, people who talk about shit like this, they ain't really got, you know, they ain't got shit else going on.
Right.
So I wasn't really ever, I never did concern myself with the, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker, an empty wagon make the most noise.
Most did.
And now you have even evolved in the sense of you're a father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, you're a proud father. You know what I'm saying, you and your daughter Nova.
Most did.
Your old lady taking vacations.
We got to,
you
got to live a lie, you did.
Around.
I see you handling your business, man. The Aries, the add-on, man. She's sitting all the lip glosses. We got all Most definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, man, I seen you and your daughter, you know what I'm saying? She was painting her nails.
With he the, looks just like
with
her.
With the Ayers nail.
I got to see this
you
picture.
Did. I sure appreciate you did. That, man. Really
but it's like those moments, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I'm still growing, it's like having a child, you know what I mean? It's like certain stuff you got to cut out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even like, I'm on the road all the time, mm-hmm. all day. I'm gone 14, 15 days. Then when I go home, it's like, I got partners and homeboys and family, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Right.
But I'm dedicating the little day and a half that I got at the crib to my daughter.
That's real.
And I'm back on the road again. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, even me posting up on the block, it's been less. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a child. Like, I'd rather be at the crib with my right. child than post it up on the block. I catch you when I catch you, but I love you. You dig what I'm saying? It ain't no hardcore feeling.
You don't really need to be on the block like that.
Yeah, I don't need to be on the block. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing going like on. That. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather be at the house with my daughter.
If you ain't in your bag, you in the way.
You dig?
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I think it's dope that, you know, can't see a person like you that has such an authentic story and come from such a real place to, you know, dedicate that kind of time, attention, and discipline.
We got to, because a lot of people, I think, you know what I'm saying, we inspire, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people. And sometimes other people will move when they see somebody they who inspired them move in a certain way.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So they be like, we need it. Like, they just like, for example, when people join gangs, they be like, they don't understand. They looking for guidance, bro.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Let's just be one.
Somebody to understand them.
Somebody to understand them. Yeah. And the person that they talk to is just not saying gangs in general, but just saying the person that they're listening to, the wild knuckleheads, is going crazy because the person that's talking to them is not telling them what's really real.
Yeah.
They that motherfucker ain't really got nothing to show for. You dig what I'm saying?
You know, YBN Cordae said there's a difference between an OG and an old head.
I like the way he broke that down.
That's the truth, though.
It is. Yeah. It is. You know
when you say old head, that's like my grandpa.
He broke it down. Yeah. He broke it down.
You just old for no reason.
Yeah, right.
You're fucking just old, yeah.
Now, okay, so
old head, too.
It's a lot of old heads versus OG.
So let's break this down. Now, he said an OG is somebody who's actually gonna, you know, pull your coattail, tell you what's going on and what you're doing wrong and how and why and so on
quit.
And so forth.
Quit. I'm talking about quit.
The most important thing about an OG is that he's survived and he's experienced.
Sure.
Right. That's it.
This is why when he tells the young dude, shut your ass up. The young dude don't punch him in his face, cause I'm still here, nigga.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta get to
but
this
But you
point.
Know what? It's not really up to shut your ass up. It's the, hey, young nigga, let me holler at you right quick.
It's the approach.
It's definitely the approach.
But you let your OG curse you out.
Because let me tell you why. Because my generation beat up the old heads. That's why the ones
we
up under y'all was, but y'all still had guidance.
Every young generation.
But y'all had guidance. Let me tell you. I remember when I was coming up to, I swear on everything, bro. It was a time when niggas had to be in the house. 27, bro. You dig what I'm saying?
You said a time where people had to be in the house?
Hey, yeah, but it was orchestrated.
Mm.
If you weren't really in the streets, if you weren't making money,
okay,
you have to go in the house. At 9:30. It like, shit, nigga, you know what going on out here?
Mm.
It could be some shoe, nigga, but you got to go in the house. Then later, as you graduate and you older, like, bro, I'm 14, 15, bro, you can't tell me to go in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it like, bro, and then when I get 16, 17, I'm telling you, you can't tell me to go in the house. Do something.
That's definitely a fact.
I beat your ass, you ain't my dad. You like, God damn. Nigga, stop listening to the old head. And then once we be like, who you talking to? Then I find on your ass. It like, you got to understand, nigga would never hit you when we was young. We would never, you was the bad guy. You was
the
guy
who
everybody listened to.
That's the OG, you got to do that. The OG ain't even around like that.
It's not many OGs. It was a lot of old heads that thought they were OGs.
This is how I feel about that, right? What y'all just said is it's about the approach.
Right.
Definitely.
And to be honest with you, man, when you put yourself in a position where you've, you know, kind of colored outside the lines of acceptance, you don't know what you've done. So now you are in like a vulnerable position, because now you done made yourself to where shit and it can handle you however, because you done put yourself in this position. But you must accept, okay, well, I did this to myself. If I don't want motherfuckers dealing with me like this, and I need to not make
decisions.
Hold on,
say that one more time. I had that dog. What you say?
I said motherfucker put they
self. I got ADD. I be thinking about it.
A motherfucker put they self in that position. For instance, you know, I hear a word that's always tossed around, right. Like motherfuckers trying to little boy me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't put yourself in a little boy position.
Right. That's the only way.
It's how you say it, though, because a young nigga feel like old head going to try to make him feel stupid, like they don't know, like they ain't aware.
But they not. That's why we having this conversation.
But that's why I was saying,
Yeah. Well,
let me tell you about the real young
OGs. Some behaving. OGs listen, try to teach.
All right, the young superstar that blows up is the one that listens to the OGs.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Don't let them gas you.
Now, to be honest, it's always about the OGs' approach, but what the OGs actually doing.
Yeah.
Now, if you one of them OGs.
If he lead by example, yeah, fuck with him, right?
That's just like you, but if nigga be like, oh, the OG, like you said, well, shut your ass up. You know, it depends on how nigga talking to hood. Sometimes niggas talk real rough, but if that OG actually doing shit for the community and actually giving back, he like, hey, my nigga, shut your ass up, man.
And he'll respect
it. I don't respect what you're doing right now. Come holler at me. Don't talk to
me. But he might just, like, look, if he try to, anybody try to disrespect your manhood, that's different.
Right.
But when an OG says shut up, he might be telling you shut up on your way to do something dumb that you didn't even know was dumb.
Right.
But you allow this one person in your life because you might not have a pops or moms because you're in the street.
You listen to him.
This one dude with the bag that you know been good for 40 years, when he say, hey, come here, nigga, you're like, yo, I don't really want to hear this shit, but because you made it and you official, I'm listening.
But you gotta understand, we only respect the real anyway.
That's what I'm trying to say. And when somebody being real, he ain't gotta be polite. I'm telling you some real shit.
And it don't always gotta come in the form of a street appearance, like how
that's
they real. Would think that we look.
No, it's some regular good people. Well,
it's some regular people that's real OG.
Never sold drugs.
And then we jump
you up in there.
Not shot nobody. But they dump your ass on your head. Dump your ass on your head. Real talk. Ain't no street nigga. Ain't no none of that. But they're really stone cold son of your ass.
Some of the people that have never been in the streets, I swear,
they are the most coolest people.
They check the most street niggas, though. Niggas who never been in the street.
A motherfucker like Rock. Y'all remember that show?
Yes.
Right.
Remember that TV show, Rock?
No, the Garbage Man. I remember a particular episode Rock. Where he...
But this is the thing, though.
This one episode that was real emotional that The Rock kicked the nigga out for selling drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Get out my goddamn. You selling drugs.
That was Clifton Powell.
Yeah, he did.
Clifton Powell who played Pinky.
But you know what? To come on that note, right? You got to understand, right? Even though those people ain't really just been in the streets, you got to understand everybody got a past. You know what I'm saying? And one thing why it looked like a lot of people in the street nowadays is because ain't no structure. Like I said, when I was coming up, it was a time when you had to be in the house.
And you knew. You're right.
Shit
you're right
was going
that.
On. Now it's just a whole bunch of people out there in the street, and it's like, it's 80 niggas outside, 2 niggas selling dope. Why?
Yeah, you're right about that, though.
You see what I'm saying?
If it was
12 niggas outside... 12 niggas was selling.
You know, if it was like you said, after 9:30, those are drug dealers.
Those are the drug dealers. Everybody outside.
Wrong.
Or if you see people riding around, those are the robbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you knew people's schedules.
Now you don't know who the fuck is.
You don't know what's going on. Niggas riding around all day.
This nigga was selling cookies.
You could be anything.
That's
you want
a fact.
To.
Instagram, you could
be anything you want.
And a politician. So I feel like we just got to, you know what I'm saying, start back talking to the youth.
Well, the only way we can do that is exactly by lead by example.
Right. That's why you got to be about what you're talking about. Yeah. We only listen to the motherfuckers who actually, like you said, had experience or actually walking that walk. Like, you can't be talking about you cleaning up the hood, but you never in the hood.
Never.
Well, you know what I want to say to Tip? He probably didn't expect me to say this, but as far as being official down to the T, he is a good example of that for myself. You know what I'm trying to say? I watch him literally, like, I'm like, damn, this nigga... He don't care. Like, nah. Everything got to be official, tissue, OG style. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell him on the set, hey, Tip, we're going to bring out some fake liquor for the scene. Like, nah, like, real 1942. OG shit. My shit got to be. You see what I'm trying to say? He's from the old rules, which, like I said, even times with me, I'm halfway in. I'm futuristic, maybe not. Sometimes I'm like. Right. I might see it through the shit like, oh yeah, that's right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he's a good example as far as sticking to the rules. What you need rules, I think.
I mean, man, it's only one me I know how to be. That's the thing. I think a lot of people right now, man, still struggling to find themselves.
Right.
And that caused them to make a lot of moves that they might not be proud of tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Because, you know, I learned who I was. I've been Tip before I became T.I.
Right.
So I was always Tip. I always had a great sense of self. I knew, you know what I'm saying, what I wanted to do and what I wanted to represent. So when I got into the game, it wasn't shit that the game could present to me or offer me that would turn me away from what I already knew about myself. These motherfuckers right now, man, they ain't found themselves. They don't know who they are yet.
Right.
They just are thrown into a whirlwind of opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's like they're going to be whatever the opportunity calls for them to be.
And actually, social media can actually make social you who media. You think you
are. Yeah, because they're watching a lot. You're watching a lot.
You see what I'm saying? Because right you got to understand, like, I just got to take it back from the street because I learned a lot.
Yeah,
from
you
it.
Can't, man, you can't
like, that's my knowledge
from.
Of book. I'm like, all right, but in the book of street 10, chapter 13, if you say this to somebody who you really know can fight, you better be able to bag that shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
I'm talking about you have to stand on that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Talked about that recently, like.
Like, you think I understand? We come from morals and codes.
Yeah, now it ain't no real consequence to your actions anymore.
Nah.
Unless you catch up with the person. Then they say, oh, shit.
Nah, but then if you catch up with them and then you handle it the way that, you know what I'm saying, the G-code says you should handle it, then they look at you like you've done something wrong.
Yeah. Right. You actually hit me?
How dare you come and you physically assaulted me?
You approached me?
They were words, dude.
Everybody's doing it.
I was trolling.
Somebody. I'm like, are you recording me, nigga? No.
Hey, man,
no,
but the camera phone is the worst invention known to man.
Yeah, because the most strangest thing this time
is,
when somebody wants to fight
you. It made everybody a model.
It made everybody a paparazzi.
Everybody a photographer, a paparazzi.
It's crazy.
The model thing is
rich
serious.
Now.
Bro, you did. You holding somebody else's money.
I ain't never took a picture of nobody else's money.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, ain't nobody ever gave me no money even to take a picture.
Yo, I don't even stand next to people's cars.
And you know what?
Ain't nobody ever be like, but don't get y'all talking about money.
I don't even stand next to people's cars. Unless, if I rented it for the weekend, yeah, it's my shit. Yeah. But I never stop and be like, Maserati? Fuck no.
Have anybody ever thought about, you know what I'm saying? You see the videos where they, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, they'll throw the money and whatever in the hotel room, in the shower.
And they got to pick that shit back up.
Yeah, but see, they don't never show that part. That's what I'll be interested in seeing.
Right. Yo, what about when
the money? Let me tell you something.
Are you picking this money up by yourself?
I ain't gonna lie. My boy Black Youngster, that's my dog.
Yeah.
It was one particular video. I think right now he still threw the most money on Instagram. It was literally a video. I seen the money start piling.
What?
The nigga was throwing money in a hotel, and the shit started coming up towards his knees. I said, nigga, that got to be a million. Right there. If you don't pick that shit up and get up out of there. Hell is wrong with it. Get up out of there.
Oh, shit.
I started calling the nigga and say, but pick that shit up and get up out of there, boy. go home, go. That's too much money. I think he got the world record of throwing money.
So. You know,
IG.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, Boosie started that shit.
Yeah, with the counter. If you see
100, I'm a bitch.
You see 20. You see a 50, I'm a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
I see. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
No, listen. I was made to trap it when I seen that. When I seen that, I immediately said, damn, I want to do that.
That nigga, you know what?
If you had a bankroll, you'd said that at that time.
I did that with 1300. I said, if you see a 5, I'm a bitch ass nigga. I didn't have 5 or 1. I tell you that. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. No. Hey, man. So here on Expeditiously, we have what we call the word of the week.
Motif.
All right. And the word of the week is a word that I've chosen out of the dictionary that kind of embodies your mindset, your talent, or, you know, your application of skill. So the word for the week is extemporization.
Extemporization.
And that is to do or perform something without prior preparation or practice. Mm. To perform an act or utter something in an impromptu manner. So listen, I use it in a sentence.
You didn't go to school that much.
I definitely was on the honor roll, my nigga. I chose not to go to school.
Stop. We did some research.
I'm telling you.
What school you went to? What elementary school?
I went to GA Towns on Bolton Road. They just closed down too. I'm so sad.
Okay. And what high school?
I can't skip middle school. I went to Price.
Okay.
I went to Price, then I went to Carver for a year. Left Carver, went to Mays for 2.5, and graduated from Crim.
Well, you did graduate.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's dope.
Shout out to Crim. That's the second, third, fourth, fifth chance school. You need to get back on track. Crim High. Put you where you need to be.
So,
oh, yes, sir.
So I'm going to use extemporization in a sentence. Sometimes talking to a woman of a certain caliber can require a certain degree of extemporization to get the job done properly.
Fire.
Okay. So basically, it's improvisation.
Right.
Don't wing it.
You know what I mean? Nah, I mean, but you have to wing it sometimes. You got to take what the universe gives you.
That's a good quote right there.
I think that's
what it gives.
Yeah, you got to take what the universe gives you. A lot of time, man, we be forcing ourselves into situations and onto other people. And really, we not really taking time to look at what the universe is giving us.
I think we need to stop trying to avoid situation and just face the problem head on so we can find a solution.
Yeah.
And because you can avoid shit from happening.
I can agree. Because
you know. Yeah. But I think we need to take that same approach and put it into life and be more aggressive and have some ambition.
Hey, nip it in the bud, as my granddaddy used to say.
You dig?
Yeah, I mean, don't let it fester.
Go ahead, get it over with.
Roll up some buds with my granddad. Yeah.
Hey, get it over with so you can go to sleep.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I mean, so I chose that word because, man, you probably are one of the most masterful people in improv that I've seen.
You know, it comes from improv. It's basically your first thought.
Yeah.
You know, and
whoa.
I think people always want to say.
That's how I go with.
You know what that is, though?
Hey, that's the
culture. That's just your natural instinct.
See, that's what me and Five were talking about.
You about to tell you something, D? Go ahead, tell him.
What
that first thought is.
So we were talking about praying and, you know, how our faith, how many times we pray a day, so on and so forth.
Right.
And so I said, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just the traditional act of praying, I don't think that's what it's. I say, I feel like, you know, when I hear my conscience talk to me, like, that's the voice of God to me.
And that's a true statement. They say that's the closest thing you're going to get to God's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody's opinion, that first thing that hits you, that's
just think about it, right? Just think about it. Yeah, just think about it, right? Like, if you hear your voice in your head, you're not talking. So who is that talking? You know what I'm saying? Your consciousness is probably, you know, God's way of tapping you on your shoulder.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's why, you know, improvisation is important because you've tapped into an ability.
Yeah, that one.
You can say that, but then also let's help because motherfuckers are slow too. Now, you also have
He just dozed off.
Dozed off.
He has ADD.
Not dozed off. I do have ADD. I have ADD bad than a bitch. You dig what I'm saying? What I want to say, some people got to understand. some people got to understand. Listen, you do have a conscience, but sometimes people got to understand they have to differentiate because you also have self-destruct.
AKA Sam.
Not really just
it's Sam.
I don't like to give him no type of light.
Nah. Oh, darkness.
You grow on it, the motherfucker grow. You dig what I'm saying?
Darkness.
You got to understand because think about it. If somebody was in your face right now and you be like, I'll slap this motherfucker.
Your conscience would say, don't slap him right now.
No, the first one was like, I slap this motherfucker.
This is true.
But then some got to be like, man, just cool it, bro. You tripping.
I have heard that voice that says too many cameras.
Right. You see what I'm saying? But that comes from our background, knowing that where we got to elevate.
I've heard that voice in my head say, "Look around, look at him."
Quick, slap his ass, slap him and that one that to him, and let everybody know.
But sometimes the voice of God will tell you to slap him too. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But it's a way to slap him.
I feel like the times in life that I defended myself and whooped somebody's ass when they was wrong.
Right.
You know, times you knock somebody out, do something, you be like, oh shit, I'm back in the car, nothing happened. Wow. I feel like that'd be gone.
But you gotta understand, it's a certain way you gotta handle a certain situation. That's why you gotta just stay prayed up so you can know how to handle. Yeah. That's why when you handle certain situations better, you gotta understand. Oh my God, it's helping me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm bettering myself because I'm like, whoa. 4 or 5 years ago.
You got way better.
You dig what I'm saying? A lot of that shit is test, though. A lot of that should be test.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because you made it through, you know, certain adversities.
More definitely.
And evolved into a certain level of life. And you're going to be tested.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know, after you spend a certain amount of time in a class, you know, going over a certain part of history.
It's time for the test.
Before you move on to the next phase,
you got to be tested.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think a lot of that shit be, you know what I'm saying, the universe way of testing us.
Right. And then
to make
also
sure that we are ready for the next level of life.
Also, to make sure that we're ready for the next level of life. And also, people don't understand faith is probably the hardest.
Wow.
It's the hardest.
That's my number one thing.
It's the hardest thing to hold on to.
Yeah.
But if you can hold on to it's you're going to have the best outcomes every time.
You know
what I'm saying? Because when you go through them tests, you be like, I wonder if you're going to keep believing.
Yeah.
Yo, but listen.
You know what I'm saying? People be ready to have an excuse to be like, forget it.
That's a big thing. When you have faith, you get results.
Now listen, I believe
you have more faith.
I believe
it make you have more. I'm telling you, it make you have more and more.
I have faith in God and none in religion. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, I believe in God. I know God is real because I've seen him present acting in my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
However, religion, like, that's just a joystick.
One thing, I take pieces from everyone, but one thing I think about religion, it's always some bad apples in the bunch that has a certain perspective and intentions and the reason why they do what they do. But that's what makes people
question it.
Real, guess what God said.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to follow.
But this is what I say. Ain't no reason to question.
You want to be a scientist or you got faith? Which one is it, buddy?
This is how I go about it. It don't matter how you get the message. Did you get it?
That's right.
Yeah. And God says every person will get the message before it's all over.
Yeah. He did.
He said every man, the bums, whoever, everybody will get that one chance to be like, you with me or not?
You did. Because some stuff just, it's just coherent to others and it makes them feel better spiritually.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't make somebody
Sometimes religion is for you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
it's for you. It makes you feel better.
It gives you the strength to carry on to the next
day. Possibly find it.
You know, because you haven't found the way to self to find it within yourself.
And also, unfortunately, the United States and governments,
not just United States, I'm saying
the whole world, the globe needs religion, obviously.
Yeah, because Jesus got killed by religion.
You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, they felt that they need religion.
Right.
People need some type
of dialogue. Control. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why everybody ain't gonna be enlightened though.
Have y'all seen that Scientology shit?
That's a bullshit. Hey, listen, question everything, okay? Hey. Everything. So listen, DC, bro, I appreciate you for taking the time out, man. I know you got a real busy day. I held you up, you know.
No, we've been out here selling shows, trying to get this money, man.
That's another thing, man. DC and I, we have a show coming up, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of it? Y'all know the name of it? Yeah.
Right now it's called Dog Comedy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need it. Don't worry about it.
You get your chance. You know, we'll let you know when the audition's
coming. Who's doing the score?
But a lot of people don't know that about you, man. You also actively like a producer and a show developer, you know what I'm saying? You really are honing all of your talents and mastering your own destiny.
Trying to make it work. Like, I consider Tip as an OG and still one of my favorite rappers. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to understand, at the end of the day, it's wisdom in the numbers, in the gaps of what we got. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand, it's a crowd that I'm in that he's not in every day. And it's a crowd that he in that I'm not in every day. So we got to reciprocate whatever that we both know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how we're going to make the world go round.
That's beautiful,
actually. I think that's the great thing about it, man. That's a true collaboration.
Right.
When you come to the table bringing something that didn't exist presently and the other person's coming to the table bringing something that didn't exist presently for you. That's a true collaboration. So whatever you see me and this man on the same screen, the same song, in the same city.
Like we're packing IQ.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this is... It makes sense, though.
Yeah, of course, man. West Side shit, man.
West Side Swindle.
See how the shit that come out? The shuffle.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, this has been Expeditiously, man. We all appreciate your time. Five Mics, can you tell them where to get in touch with you?
Make sure you follow me at 5IVE_MICS. And DC, get ready for that comedy comeback, girl.
Come on, you know I'm rocking with it.
And GFM Bryce.
Yo, what's good? It's the kid Bryce. Follow me everywhere, social media, everything. GFM, BRYYCE. New music on the way.
In DC, as if anyone didn't know.
Hey, man, you got some people that don't fucking know.
How many followers do you have, man?
8.7.
8.7.
Oh, he's tapping.
That's why you don't respond to my shit. I get it.
I got my phone number. This nigga got my phone number.
But you used to have 2.7. You hit back.
No, I hit back now, nigga. Motherfucker can find me DC Young Fly, Facebook DC Young Fly 1, my Snapchat Fly 2 Funny with the number 2. And everybody who's listening, these are allegations.
Yeah.
Okay? We're speaking on allegations. This is Expeditiously.
You understand.
I am glad to be, you know what I'm saying, making history. How many episodes this is?
I don't know. Wow. We done did a gang on, bro.
For real?
We done did a gang on, bro.
Okay.
But shit, man.
We locked in.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is shit that I stumbled into, man. But I actually enjoy it though.
Hey man, it's good, man. It's expensive. You know what? This be shit. When I be like, hey, bro, we need to talk about this shit. I'm gonna call you. I'm finna pull up.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying? I can say what the fuck I want to say without having to worry about nobody. You know, what I'm saying, talking shit.
Fuck ass bitch shit.
Well, the sponsors may not like that, but
oh, my bad, the sponsor. My bad, the sponsor.
You know, that actually brings me to my next point here. In case you didn't know, NFL football has officially started, and as a fan, you know what I'm saying, I kind of follow up on the Falcons and shit here and there. And other teams that's playing on BetOnline AG's 5,000 season-long charity football contest. Now, each week we poll to choose 5 teams to win, and if I had the most wins at the end of the season, $5,000 would be donated to the charity of my choice. So with that being said, the NFL Week 2 biggest matchups, and y'all just, you know, y'all can feel free to chime in. I ain't really been caught up on football.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't really NFL'd out like that.
But if anybody, I'm going with the Falcons.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I know. But look,
That's all I know. I don't know shit else.
I really have to bring myself up to speed. However, the biggest matchups are Minnesota at Green Bay.
Minnesota's gonna win. They just spanked somebody.
That's a good one.
Actually, they just beat the Falcons.
Oh,
thank
see?
You. And for that reason.
Don't speak on that.
And for that reason.
Don't speak on that.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Woo!
You dig what I'm saying? All right, so you have Kansas City at Oakland.
Kansas City.
I'm going with Oakland, B.
Oakland got a point to prove. And they got all the teams right now, they're going stupid.
You know what? Just because they took a hell of a loss in the preseason.
It's their last season
Antonio
in Oakland, right?
Brown.
Oh,
and,
it is their last season. Raiders last season?
They moving to Vegas.
The Raiders, that's an iconic team.
Oakland. Now we have Seattle at Pittsburgh.
I don't know about Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh. We got some people.
I like
there.
The city. I love the city.
Yeah, I love the city. Yeah, I love the food too, by the way.
I mean, I love the coach too. And I love, you know, the team overall is cool. I think it takes them into the middle of the season to really get their shit together.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go with Seattle.
Do you want me to?
Okay, so how about the New Orleans Saints and the LA Rams?
Whoa, that's a good game.
I'm going with the LA Rams.
I'm gonna go with the Rams because I don't want to see the Saints doing that.
I like their jerseys. I just fuck with Drew Brees. You know what?
Even though they're the enemies.
They're really not the enemies.
I mean, they're the enemies, but they're not black and gold. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Doug High, black and gold.
They were. But, I mean, they consider the enemy because the Falcons in New Orleans. But, man, I ain't going to lie. Hey, niggas might don't like, but I don't give a fuck. Niggas fight. I fuck with Drew Brees, bro.
Drew Brees, that nigga is a goat. Drew Brees is a superlative quarterback. Hey, I think he's probably the best quarterback under 6 feet ever.
Bro. Damn, that's a big statement right there.
Hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Drew Brees goes so hard up under pressure, bro.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, bro.
Whoa.
Pause
what team is he on again?
He on the Saints, bro.
I'm going with the L.A. Rams, though.
Remix. But I'm going with the Rams, too, though. Fuck that shit.
Which brings me to the final selection. Philadelphia Eagles at the Atlanta Falcons.
Let's go Philly.
I was just finna say my boy the son, but I got it. A-Town.
Y'all going to pick Atlanta, but the truth is, I ain't going to lie, that's probably one of the... Let me tell you something. I'm going with the Eagles. Julio just got that bad. The Saints
version of Falcons is probably one of the latest games, but...
Man, please.
The Eagles...
Yo, ain't no fans like the Eagles fans. Y'all better stop playing.
Like... No, the Eagles fans be kind of like overcrowded.
They turned up.
Yeah. The Atlanta fans have been pushed.
Let me tell you something. Everybody
Atlanta fans coming
every
in late.
Every team overturned us.
Y'all was turned up
in
Magic.
Yeah, they was turned up in Magic. Atlanta fans got a party. You know,
every team
the
is overturned.
The Eagles are there at 450 rated tailgate.
I really hate you guys take that position because you know we have a buddy, B.I., who's from Philly. And
Sorry,
bro.
B.I., please don't think we're friends. Please, more than anything, I just
would hate to see the satisfaction on his face.
Whoa. Please, be honest. You know what I'm saying? Please.
I ain't gonna lie.
All Philly.
Love y'all, nigga, but I got a flight.
Man, go ahead, man.
Oh, shit, you out of here.
IDC.
Expeditions left.
Love. Peace, love. Hey, look.
Be safe, bro.
Love, gang.
I'm a little drunk, by the way.
I know. That nigga was like.
Now, as DC makes his exit, man, remember to visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account. And make sure that you use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now, this has been Expeditiously. We appreciate your time and attention, man. I'm Tip T.I. Harris. This is
Five
Mics.
The boy Bryce.
And we got Bryce. And I am at this bitch on to my next endeavor. Woo. Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.